Now, Candy's on the show. Hello, Candy.
Hello, Greg.
You
Hello.
You sound very sweet.
Well, it is April 1st, isn't it?
Now, you are the owner of the Poets' House. It's now called the Song House. It's a historic property in Fallcarragh, is that right?
It is very historic. For 20 years, it was a centre of poetry for poets all over Ireland and, I believe, America as well. But by some miracle, I found myself the owner of it 2 years ago. It was very tired. I've spent 18 months renovating it to partly for my work, which is getting people singing. Now, I don't produce people who go on X Factor or that sort of singing. It's very much anybody and everybody singing in harmony. Community choirs, they're called. It's quite a big movement in the UK now.
Who were the proprietors previously? Like, how did it become such a mecca for poetry and singing previously?
It was run by two poets called Janice and Jim Simmons. Mm-hmm. And Janice is from US, and Jimmy sadly died. He was from Northern Ireland, I believe. I never met him. And they were both passionate poets and set it up and run it first in Northern Ireland, and they came to Donegal.
And did you sort of know of its history? And that it can't have been a coincidence with your... Go ahead, sorry.
No, I didn't know anything about it at all.
Right.
It was a sort of fantasy. A friend of mine who comes singing regularly with me said, "Oh, Candy, I have an idea. I think you should have a small centre of your own, and I'm prepared to invest in it." Which was, I said, "Well, dream on, Lindsay, how wonderful." But it put the fantasy in my mind. And when I went to the estate agent looking for a wee cottage, because I'd by then fallen in love with Donegal, he said, "Well, what about the Poets' House?" And I walked in and I just thought, my God, this is my house. This is my home.
Do you believe in things happening for a reason and that
type
of stuff?
I do, actually.
Well,
I do.
You have the proof now.
Yeah.
So then why the passion within you as it relates to singing and harmoniously singing and that type of thing?
Well, I believe, actually, that singing is very healing to the mind, body and spirit, and actually maybe even to the planet as well. It just makes you feel so good. If you sing with other people, it doesn't mind. It matter if a lot of people, when they hear I get people singing, say, "Oh, I can't sing. I only sing in the bath." It's the first thing most people say to me. But I've proved it over 20 years of doing this work that actually when you sing with other people support you getting much better. And it's not about singing solos or being a brilliant singer. It's about joining together and you just feel... It just gets everybody better and you make these gorgeous sounds.
I mean, if you want to improve as a woodworker, you know, you practice with wood and you work with the wood. If you want to become a good gardener, you'll plant some stuff, you'll fail a little bit, and then eventually you might produce this beautiful garden of flowers exactly how you want it. Why should it be any different with singing? We sort of seem to, as it relates to singing, feel you either can really good or you can't.
That's right, that's true. But the other thing with singing is that if you sing with other people, there's some miracle happens where you get each other better. So mm-hmm. it's something that together, maybe we're like working in a team in sport or something like that. You can't actually do it on your own as an ordinary person unless you're brilliant. But with other people, it's far better than just on your own. The rewards and the quality of the sound as well.
Mm-hmm. And you have good, what's the sound? You know when you get a good sound in a room, what's that called again?
Oh, yeah, acoustics.
Yeah, you've got good acoustics in the property.
Well, at the end of it, there's this gorgeous singing room. That's what sort of persuaded me, this wonderful great big room which overlooks Muckish Mountain and has a wonderful sound. But the thing what I'm doing is I'm obviously working there myself, but mm-hmm. it's also I've created this 12-bed residential centre that's available for other people to hire, particularly groups. I mean, it could be family groups getting together. It's got 12 beds, so it could be two families. But it also is already other choirs are coming to have a week away or a meditation retreat or a walking holiday or whatever. It's got the facilities for other groups to come and use it. And it's such a peaceful, beautiful place.
Okay. And how can people, when can people come along and see it or maybe get involved in a session or what have you? We've about a minute and a half left, Candy.
Yeah. There is an open afternoon this afternoon. If you're in the area between 2 and 5, and you're very welcome to come. It's at 1 mile out of Fallcarragh. on the Muckish Road, and there'll be signs on the road. Otherwise, I suggest they either look up my website, which got a page on it, which is, you just put in my name, Candy Verney, spelt with a C, Candy Verney, V-E-R-N-E-Y, and look up and contact me. If you want to chat further, I'm very happy to phone and just tell you what I'm offering and see if I can support what you're wanting to do.
And it's great that people are travelling to the area and what have you, but it's good if it's supported well locally as well, which it is, but you know what I mean, you can always have more. Yeah. You know, it's not, yeah, doesn't always have to be for people from outside the county
not
and
at
area.
All. Yeah. Not at all. No, I'm also running some days with other people and some weekends over the summer, which will all be up on my website soon, like an African day of singing African songs, or going into Columkiller, who of course comes from this area, a whole weekend I'm running with Anne Buckley from Maynooth University about Columkiller's retreat in song, it's called, in 9th to 11th of June. And then there's a Sean Noss week as well. So lots of things to join in with, or anyway, just contact me.
Okay, sounds fantastic, Candy. Thank you so much for taking the call. Lovely to chat to you.